Suicide bombers struck the American and Israeli embassies today in Tashkent. A prosecutor's office was also hit in that city, which is the capital of Uzbekistan. That Central Asian nation is considered an ally of the United States in the war on terror. And today's bombings come as 15 suspects are being tried for a series of attacks, bombings, and shootings in March. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been following this story and joins us now from Moscow. And Lawrence, how did the bomber strike?
Apparently, these were simultaneous attacks outside the Israeli and American embassies on different ends of the Uzbek capital, Tashkent. People wearing explosive belts detonated those belts. We don't know how close they were to the entrances of these facilities. The details that we have now are that 5 people were injured and 2 people killed, all Uzbeks. The U.S. Embassy in Tashkent saying that no one was injured from the U.S. Embassy. They're not saying how close this explosion was to the actual embassy compound, which is very heavily guarded, a very heavily fortified facility. The deaths occurred outside of the Israeli embassy, apparently, in that explosion.
Who might be responsible?
Well, the Uzbek government is being characteristically tight-lipped. This is a very authoritarian government and society, and they place a very high capital on giving out information. It's very difficult to get information from the government, but eventually we can expect the government to blame Islamic terrorists. They say that they're waging a battle with 2 groups, the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan and a shadowy group called Hizb ut-Tahrir, which claims that it has no proclivity towards violence, but the government says that it does. As you said, these bombings coming today as the government puts on trial 15 people who are accused of carrying out a series of suicide bombings in Tashkent, which killed 50 people in March, unprecedented attacks in Tashkent.
So if that's the context, if you have this trial going on, why would you then target the American embassy and the Israeli embassy?
Well, Uzbekistan is considered a prime ally in the U.S.-led war on terror. It provided a military airbase and continues to provide that airbase to the United States. That was provided after the attacks, the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. Uzbekistan being seen as a close American ally would be a natural target for Islamic terrorists. Israel, of course, again, it wouldn't be difficult to understand why Islamic terrorists would want to target the Israeli embassy as well.
You said that this is an authoritarian government, and of course it's a government that has cracked down on Islamic groups. What do these attacks say about the government's stability?
Well, it is a very authoritarian government. There's very little opposition in Uzbekistan because it simply isn't allowed to operate. There's no free media whatsoever. But the government has looked increasingly unstable because of the attacks in March. And again, these attacks today underscore that. The United States has actually withheld aid to the Uzbek government because of its human rights conduct, even though it is a very staunch ally in the war on terror. And what human rights groups, international human rights groups, say is that the Uzbek government has actually worsened the situation with Islamic militants by providing a reason for them to attack, because it's been throwing into jail practically anyone who tries to worship outside of the state-sanctioned system of mosques, and people who are accused of no more than just praying 4 or 5 times a day in a mosque are often thrown into prison. This is what human rights groups say. And they say that the government is actually promoting and encouraging Islamic terrorism rather than stamping it out.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you.